If it's too long, I'll go crazy. I'll tell you that.
Well, I followed you over from the FM, and I'll follow you wherever you go.
Beautiful. Wow. Chris, beautiful. What a beautiful woman.
Chris, I appreciate it. And I'll give that address out for people who haven't gotten it yet.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Here's the deal. If you send us just on a piece of paper, it doesn't have to be fancy. It can just be write it on a piece of scratch paper. Your name, your address, and your phone number. You'll go on our computer list, and they're going to send out to everybody who does that, the day we know the frequency and the date that we're going to be back on the air, you'll be notified personally. It's a personal invitation. How often do you get an invitation in the mail to listen to a radio show? How often do people have to beg for listeners? Maybe that's what I should be saying. We're going to send you a note and just say, hey, here's where we'll be and when. And all you need to do is put, just write on a piece of paper, again, your name, address, and phone number, and put it in an envelope and send it to I Am Wherever You Are. Franco Pinion, 3100 Market Street. I'm giving them time to write.
That's very smart. Yeah. I think you give a different thing every time. I Am Where You Are.
It'll get here.
Yeah.
It'll
as long
here.
As Frank.
If it's got Frank opinion on it,
yeah.
And I Am Wherever You Are, or I Am Where You Are, or whatever, it'll get here. 3100 Market Street, St. Louis, 63103. And put attention, Sandy. Sandy is the poor woman who has to compile all of these and put them together and make sure this stuff all gets mailed out. So just put Sandy's attention on there, and we'll be in great shape. It is 6:32. We're going to break. We'll be back. It's a pleasure to have Robert the Country Fox with us to do the news, hopefully for the rest of the week, unless he decides that he hates it here as much as a lot of the other people that work here, and we'll find out. It's 6:32. This is the Large Morning Show.
Dun, 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 dun,
still a little bit in the holiday spirit? A lot of people are. It felt good giving away lots of presents. Now the next big surprise could be yours when the credit card statement shows you went a little bit too far.
Oh, no! Not again!
But a bill consolidation with a guaranteed low rate can get you back on track. Ray Vinson of American Equity Mortgage says it's fast and easy.
Now, when you call American Equity Mortgage, we can pre-approve your loan. Won't cost you a penny. It's free. All you got to do is call and say, my name is so-and-so, and I make X amount of dollars. Here's my address, my Social Security number. American Equity can pull a credit report, and folks, in minutes, we can pre-approve you and pre-qualify you for a loan.
And when you lump all your debts into a bill consolidation loan, all the interest becomes tax deductible. Perfect or less than perfect credit, call 878-9999.
American Equity Mortgage, the future belongs to you.
Homeowners, call 878-9999.
January 1997. Can you believe it? Hello, I'm Jim Richardson of Richardson Heating and Cooling, 429-1156. I was just telling my good friend and 10-year customer, Franco Pinion, I could not believe I'm already starting my 18th year in the heating and cooling field. Man, have there been some changes with the heating equipment in that time. It used to be if you had a gas furnace that was 60% efficient, you would be considered in good shape. But now the utility prices are shooting out of control. Losing 40% of your heat up through the flue is like throwing big bucks out the window. I installed a brand new 80-plus furnace in my house recently and a new humidifier. My home has never felt more comfortable. Now, we can't do much about the utility rate hike, but we can do something about the amount of their product we use. If you're ready for an upgrade, or if you just want to make sure your old furnace is working as efficient as possible, give me a call. Jim Richardson. Richardson Heating and Cooling, 429-1156, 429-1156.
Hi, I'm David Sinclair, the South County Buick GMC truck dealer at Lindbergh and Tesson Ferry Road. When it gets this cold, everybody wants to go to Florida. I think that's a great idea, too. So every van in stock is on sale. I've got a tremendous supply of conversion vans in stock ready to go to Florida. This includes both minivans and full-size vans. We're one of the top 10 minivan dealers in the country, so you know our supply is excellent. To help you with your trip to Florida, we've got $2,500 rebates on 96 Safaris and $2,400 cash back on 96 Savannas, the new van from GMC. This is not the old technology and body style. This is a new body style with all of the improved safety and economy features. So if you're thinking about driving to someplace warm, you need to start out at Sinclair GMC, where our 97 minivans start at $19,995. If you're looking for something besides a van, we've got them too. For example, we've got our excellent supply of full-size trucks with four-wheel drive starting at just $19,995, and 97 Sonomas, all with rebates of $1,000. That's Sinclair GMC Truck and Van Center, Lindbergh and Tesson Ferry Road in South County.
And good morning once again. I'm Robert the Country Fox. with the news. For the large morning audience, it appears the Missouri Senate will kill the controversial salary hike proposal. The Senate Rules Committee voting unanimously yesterday to send a measure to the full Senate, which calls for rejecting the pay hike recommended by a Citizens Commission. It's back to work and school today after the three-day weekend, though yesterday was a day of remembrance for Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., and St. Louisans who remember when their utility bills were once affordable. A group of people who marched in the King celebration paraded downtown. They carried banners protesting the latest rate hike by the Cleed Gas. Officials there say they had no choice and may have to raise rates again in April. A group of St. Louisans are on their way to the nation's capital to protest abortion. They will be led there by a Catholic Archbishop, Justin Regali. That march in Washington is part of the pro-life protest of the historic Roe versus Wade decision, one that made abortion legal. The Billikens are playing sort of pitifully now. They were up by as merely as 12 points, but lost to the Maine Black Bears at home last night, 68-65. Tigers are still reeling after Nebraska crushed them Saturday night out in Lincoln. Tigers, though, they'll have a chance for revenge tomorrow night at home. They'll be hosting the Cornhuskers. Mizzou is down 9-8 on the season. Fighting Illini is fighting back to action. Following an eight-day layoff, Illinois will be in Michigan State to take on the Spartans tomorrow night. The Illini is now at 13-4 in the year and 3-2 in the Big Ten. It's been 15 years since he's coached an NFL team, but Dick Vermeil is about to be named coach of the Rams. That's to occur today. The Blues over the Islanders 6-4 last night.
Would you like a tip that will save you time and money? Sonic Shine. That's right, Sonic Shine. If you own a business here in St. Louis, you know the importance in keeping a safe and clean working environment for employees. Sonic Shine is the affordable, convenient way to clean your window blinds. If you have window blinds at your home or office, then you know how time-consuming and useless hand cleaning can be. It simply pushes dirt around the room. Let the Sonic Shine Mobile Cleaning Lab come to you. Sonic Shine experts take your blinds into the mobile lab where ultrasonic waves combine with a special biodegradable solution for thorough cleaning, plus an anti-static solution to help reduce future dust and dirt accumulation. It's all done on the spot. No sending away or waiting days for clean blinds. Call Sonic Shine today at 207-0022. That's 207-0022. Save time and money with Sonic Shine. 207-0022.
And now, it's Dan Strauss with the tricky traffic.
Wow. Thanks, Robert. In Mitchell, we have an accident reported on 111 near 270. Westbound 5570 slow from east of Route 3 up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 270 slows down east of Florissant Road and is slow up to 170. Westbound on 70, west of 170, we have an accident reported. Eastbound 70, a little heavy approaching the Blanchett Bridge. Slow traffic approaching Highway K on eastbound 40. Northbound 270 slows down on the way up to 44. Northbound 55 is slow, heading up to Richardson Road. I'm Dan Strauss, large morning show traffic.
And Rich Heller, as AccuWeather.
Good morning to you. Today will turn out cloudy, windy, and mild. The high of 60, a little rain and drizzle this afternoon. Cloudy, windy, and mild tonight, and tomorrow morning with some showers. Low tonight, 48. There'll be some clearing. The balance of tomorrow with a high of mild 56. And for Thursday, cloud and some sun, not as mild, a high 42. With your 550 KSDA AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Rich Heller.
What the hell is that?
A high relative humidity at 89%, winds out of the west at 8 miles per hour, have a wind chill factor of 24 above. Clear skies, 34 degrees. I'm Robert, the Country Fox, for the large morning show.
This is Frank Bomarito with good news for used car buyers. Bomarito has perfected a plan to guarantee that the pre-owned car, truck, or van you purchase will be hassle-free. Our plan works because our high-volume new car sales generates plenty of good trade-ins for your consideration. You buy with confidence due to our Vanguard History Search Program, our 105-point certified mechanical check, and our one-year, 12,000-mile certified warranty. At Bomarito, you know the vehicles we've selected for resale are the way you want to drive them. Finally, our three-day, no-questions-asked return offer guarantees you peace of mind and total satisfaction. So for Missouri's best selection of hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans, plus one-hour financing, you must go to one of Bomarito's three giant locations. Bomarito Nissan in Hazelwood, Bomarito Cadillac, Oldsmobile, Mazda, and St. Peter's, and Bomarito Oldsmobile, Mazda, Isuzu, Infiniti, and GMC Truck and Van Center in Ellisville. Buy your next pre-owned car with confidence. Bomarito, where price sells cars.
If winter storms have you concerned about your roof, here's two things you can count on. One, it'll storm again, and two, Sears can correct your roof problems fast. Call 1-800-711-0554 and save $300 on selected 30-year shingles when you have a Sears roofing system installed. Call now, and they'll arrange financing for as low as $96 a month. Sears Roofing is sold, furnished, and installed by Diamond Exteriors, a Sears authorized contractor. License number on request. Sears Home Improvement Plan financing based on average $5,280 roof installed with approved credit. 22 square minimum. Finance charges accrue from date of purchase. Payments may vary depending on account balance. So if you need a new roof fast, call Sears Roofing now and save $300 on selected 30-year shingles. Just call 1-800-711-0554. Offer ends January 31st. Not available in all areas. Ask for details. So if you don't know roofs, know your roofer. Sears. That's 1-800-711-0554.
Doesn't your home deserve the best? Then it deserves the quality and affordable furniture from Bly's Ethan Allen. And now there's winter sale prices, up to 20% off the non-inflated Bly's price. The Ethan Allen name stands behind every product sold. That means old-line craftsmanship with only the finest solid woods and floating construction adaptable to anywhere in the country. That means 15 to 32 finishing steps. And of course, hand-rubbed wood and only solid hardwood frames. And for all this extra quality, you don't pay an extra price. Before you buy your furniture anywhere else, give Bly's Ethan Allen a chance to show you why they're the best buy anywhere. You won't give up quality for affordability. You'll get it all at Bly's Ethan Allen.
At our house, you're right at home, Bly's Ethan Allen.
Quality, affordability, and winter sale prices at Bly's Ethan Allen. Two locations, Chesterfield and Fairview Heights.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor,
here comes my favorite part.
You ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggedy yak.
Don't talk back.
It is 17 minutes before 7 o'clock. The problem with having Robert the Country Fox in here is that we're all going to try to make our voices sound deeper.
What do you mean? What do you mean, Bubba?
It's 17 before 7 o'clock. Dave Fingerstink is on the phone with
us. Hey, guys.
What is it, Dave?
Dave Finkelstein.
Oh, Finkelstein. We have trouble with that.
I was having trouble Saturday.
Well, I understand you were. By the way, say good morning to Robert Fox.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Dan.
No, it's Dave.
Oh, Dave.
Robert has trouble with first names. Said Dave.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Robert's mic seems a little hot to me there, Abuse Boy. You're the control board operator. So Saturday, you have your show.
It was a nightmare.
12 to 2.
Well, it was supposed to be.
You had a guest.
I had two key people from the auto show that were scheduled in the 1 o'clock hour. We were going to give out a large stack of passes for listeners, car show tickets.
Yeah, sounds like a great 1 to 2 hour.
And I went and confirmed this with my guests Friday, make sure everything was set.
Everything's all set. I'll be there, he says.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
The station knew I was going to do this. I get in there on the studio. I get set up 10 minutes before I go on the air. My board op tells me, your show's only going to be 45 minutes. Ooh. And I go, wait a minute, this can't be.
Well, that can't be.
So I start calling...
And you said, well, that can't be.
Well, exactly.
Okay.
I start calling management.
Yeah.
I start paging management.
Who is the management around here now?
Yeah, who is our management?
Well, I started with Steve Moore.
Yeah.
I started with...
He's a K-fan.
Right, he's a K-fan. So.
That was Alfalfa.
Right.
And then I checked with Craig Schwab.
Yeah.
And they don't know from nothing. I couldn't reach Craig, actually.
So these names mean nothing to most people. The bottom line is you were mad.
Yes, I even tried to reach in Smokey.
Yeah, you vented your anger.
I was hot.
On the air, I believe.
Yes,
you vented your anger.
First time in a year I've been with the station. And I did. I let my listeners know in no uncertain terms how disgusted I was.
Yeah.
Well, to add insult to injury, I went down the hall before I was on the air, in our illustrious room where we keep supplies for the station.
Mm-hmm.
And what I needed to do was get a stack of envelopes to put listeners' names on them.
Yeah.
To put the tickets in, to leave them at the receptionist desk. All of the stationery has already been changed. Nothing has our call letters on it anymore.
Never did it?
It's all been trashed out.
Yeah, I think it's down. Yeah.
So all of the envelopes have the other stations. I won't even mention their names.
No, don't.
And I encourage listeners, when we finally get on the air, to come down for their tickets. Avoid the syringe needles in the parking lot.
Right.
I said that, you know, you don't want to get a blowout on your tire.
Yeah.
And
you can get a blowout in this parking lot. Was it,
oh, yeah.
Is it a blowout?
And I noticed, you know, you've been telling listeners for a week now to go over and do number one on the statue.
Yeah.
I noticed a couple listeners have done number two.
And by the way, we're still encouraging people to urinate on the statue out in the parking lot. Robert, did you see a Ram statue? That's a beauty,
that's
isn't
what
it?
That's what it was.
The number two out there was a little best pushing it.
Yeah. And Robert was cooperative with that urination thing. I saw that. He washed it down real good.
You know, they're lucky. They're very lucky here that the snow melted. It was warm yesterday because one of those big old trucks could have come just push that big old styrofoam ball down the road.
I'd say lucky would have been if that had happened.
Yeah.
The statue's known worldwide. I mean, I'm down here in San Antonio with Chevrolet, and you know, one of the first things I said when I got off the plane is, oh, my God, you're from St. Louis. You're from that town that has that statue.
Oh, the famous after the sack. Yeah, after the sack sculpture. By the way, before you do your report here, I just want to say to the people who have called and said they drove by, it's kind of a nice morning. Some people have their windows down a little bit, and they said, why does the... Well, I mentioned earlier that Robert stopped and urinated on the statue, and they said, why does Market in Compton smell like scotch? Like Chivas Regal. That's the reason. That would explain that.
Wow.
So you have some kind of car thing you want to do here, I believe.
Well, I called to tell you I wasn't going to do anything.
Okay, well, you know, that's okay because it'll go right along with what we're planning to do today, which is nothing or whatever we feel like.
Quite frankly, what this involves is I'm down here with Chevrolet testing some of the 1997s, but because of...
Hey, why do you always talk like you're announcing a golf tournament? You know, you don't have to whisper. You have when you're on the phone, you notice he does like he's at a funeral. Are you at a funeral?
No, let me ask someone. I'll grab somebody by their shirt collar.
No, that's what you think. You're on this show.
I wanted to let you and the station know, as well as the listeners, that I'll be doing my automotive report, if it's okay with you guys, tomorrow.
That's fine.
Have a lot to talk about.
No, we'll do it tomorrow. We've got a clean plate here, and the home stretch is the rest of this week. You can do whatever you want.
I was so loose on the air Saturday, I made it clear to my listeners, I may not be back this Saturday, the final show, the curtain call show, because I was out of control. It was fun.
I wish I'd heard that.
It was fun.
Probably your best show.
It probably was. This Saturday for 2 hours. I'm going to be giving out cases of Valvoline engine oil.
When? Saturday?
Yeah, I've got at least 25 cases of oil I'll be giving out.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, plus other gifts to listeners.
The day after we leave the airwaves, they start having prizes.
Start giving stuff away.
Unbelievable.
Well, Valvoline approached me. They said they love the show. They love the station. They wanted to get involved. This was a month ago when we set this up.
Yeah, they want to get involved for the whole year of 97 with the big large morning show.
I spent part of my show, that 45-minute abbreviated show Saturday, highlighting that I'll be on with the new station. I was promoting myself with the new people.
Well, that's okay. You do whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter now. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I look forward to that. I'll call in the regular time.
All right, Don. Is it Don?
Dave.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Dave.
And what is the Country Fox doing there?
Well, Robert's doing the news for us this morning.
Oh, really?
Oh, man. A legend.
Sure.
A legend. Isn't that what you call yourself? A legend.
Well, he's a pillar in the community.
He's a pillar. Yeah, that's right. And he's going to do the news, hopefully, for the remainder of the week. So that's.
And by the way, I understand Bill Clinton, after the inaugural...
His name, by the way, is not Clinton. You always call him...
President.
You always pronounce it Clinton. It's Clinton. Clinton.
All right, the president called Paula Jones.
Yeah.
He asked her if she wouldn't mind coming up to the White House and drop her suit.
Man. Robert liked it.
Wow.
That's one.
Wow.
Robert really enjoyed that. Robert's been away from humor for a long time.
That's the headlines in today's USA Today, isn't it?
Drop pursuit. Okay. Well, this Dave? Yeah, Dave. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'll look forward to it.
All right, Dave.
We'll see you guys.
See ya. Yeah. Lost his cool on Saturday. Boy, I wish I'd been a part of that.
Yeah.
What's happening right now is the traffic music has started, but Dan was not prepared. So Dan
had to leave the room, get
the traffic, come back in. He's taking his seat now.
I had to get the latest update.
Well, we want to be current.
Yeah.
A lot of people will have that traffic, you know, like 30 seconds too early in their hands, and something could have happened the last 30 seconds.
That five-minute-old latest update.
Totally screwed up.
So Dan wanted to, at the very last second, run over and get that two-hour-old traffic report.
Yeah.
Here with the traffic is Daniel Levi Strauss.
I do want everybody to know in South County, northbound 55 is slow heading up to Richardson Road.
Okay, yeah.
That's the way Dan comes in. That's the only thing he's really sure of.
Yeah.
Now, the rest of it from here on out is anybody's best guess.
Yeah, we're not really sure.
Yeah.
Northbound on 270, south of 70, there's an accident with injuries. Eastbound on 70 near Lake St. Louis, there's a stalled car reported.
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
Eastbound 70, a little heavy approaching the Blanchette Bridge. We have a stalled car at Wideman and Clayton Roads. Slow traffic approaching. Slow traffic is approaching Highway K and Mason on eastbound 40. Northbound 270, slow on the way up to 44. At Elm and West Outer Road of 55, there's an accident. We have an accident on 111 north of 270 in Mitchell. Westbound 55, 70, slow east of 4th Street in East St. Louis, heading for the Poplar Street Bridge. I'm Dan Strauss, large morning show traffic.
All right, thank you, Dan. It's 8 before 7 o'clock. Big John, do you know Robert?
I do, that's why I came here.
One of our, one of your former co-workers, you recognize Big John Stewart, don't you?
Sure.
John, been with the company way too long, as many have. Yeah, Jim Simpson is back with it. Now, these are names that mean...
You were grandfathered in here, weren't you?
Yeah.
Like, you aren't you, like, the oldest KSD employee here?
See what? No, Sandy. By the way, the lady whose name when you put attention, Sandy, she's in the room this morning, and are you getting people's names? I mean, are you
thousands?
No, tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands.
No, seriously, by the post office cases, those boxes they're bringing in. So you will assure this right now on the air that people who send their names will hear from this station. With regards to where we're going to be.
Absolutely.
By mail. Personally,
absolutely.
There you go.
Are you so sure of that you'll give out your home address and phone number?
I'm
so
not quite that sure, okay?
Anyway, that's the actual Sandy you're writing to, and that was her confirmation, so there you have it. It's 7 before 7. We can take a couple of calls. We'll do a little business. We'll have Robert do some news. Here we go. Good morning, Large Morning Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hey, how are you today?
Never better.
I think it's great that you've got Robert back on the air.
I think it's great, too. What's your name?
Steve. Robert knows me as the fireman in St. Charles.
Robert, say hi to Steve, the fireman in St. Charles.
Hey, they call me the fireman, remember?
How you doing?
George Street. Doing fine, good guy.
Good.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm glad to see you back on the air, Robert.
Well, thank you.
Is there any chance in the future you're going to be back involved?
Pardon?
Is he wants to know if there's any chance you will be involved on a more permanent basis. I'll handle that. No. I'll field those questions.
Okay.
Steve, thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. And we go to hostile territory, the Illinois area. Hopefully, is this Belleville? Are you calling from Belleville?
Well, I'm close. I'm in O'Fallon.
That's okay, O'Fallon.
Okay, you'll accept this call?
I will accept this call. What is your first name?
My name's Pat.
Pat, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm an old friend of Robert Fox.
Well, a lot of women are.
And you've been looking for him, huh?
Yeah. My husband's name's Butch, and he's a friend of Dan Sparks.
Oh,
you know him.
My gosh, oh, good Pat,
great.
How you doing?
What are we doing? We have a family tree here? My friend's husband's cousin's friend.
No, I'm talking to you, Frank.
Oh, okay. Dan Sparks, I know.
Yeah, he's down in Birmingham. Birmingham, Alabama.
As long as he's away from here, that's good.
So.
Yeah.
I've been since KUSA with you guys.
Yeah.
They always went to Vegas with us.
They always went to Las Vegas with
us. Yeah, and we went to Henry VIII for the birthday party.
Yeah, there you go.
So I just, you know, good to hear him this morning.
Well, Pat, nice to hear from you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Large Morning Show, hello.
Yeah, are you talking to me?
I'm talking.
Oh, okay.
Robert De Niro.
I'm talking now. You talking to me?
You talking to me?
Yeah, we're talking to you.
Yeah, I you know that ASS group is very diversified.
Is
they
that?
Are in the passport photo business. The
now, let me stop you because you're going so fast people can't understand. We're being taken over February 1st by a huge radio group called American Station Services, or ASS. and your statement is that they are even more diversified than we realized?
Yeah, they have a passport photo business. They're in the gas station business. They build crap tables and bar stools. They're now in the process of hostile takeover of the Galleria Mall. It'll now be known as the Diarrhea Mall. And I just want you to know that. I wanted to say something on the kind of on a negative sense. I would like to encourage...
I think that was on a negative.
Oh, yeah.
You just did, yeah.
I'd like to encourage the listeners that are fans of your show to call up and tell Tim Dorsey what they think of him and what they think of his new group taking over, and also to listen for a few days when the new station takes over and take down the names of all the sponsors and call all the sponsors and tell them to pull their heads from Dorsey's two stations.
Well, you're rough. You are rough.
Yeah, well, not only that, well, how about next week maybe a few dozen eggs on the automobiles of Tim Dorsey and his people?
No, I wouldn't
suggest something like
that. We don't want to do that. You know what? It'll all take care of itself. They'll go on. It'll be boring. And it won't work, and that'll be the end of it. It'll all take care of itself. And we'll be back on, and we'll be their competition, which will make things even rougher for them, and it'll all work. It always does.
You know, the one group that wasn't considered in all this is the fans, because you have an awful lot of fans out there, and Tim Dorsey's more or less giving the bird to every one of them. He's saying, we don't care if you like Art Bell or Frank Opinion, the Lars Warning Show, or Kevin Slayton, we're going to take them off. We're going to put on Bill and Wendy. Well, we don't want to listen to Bill.
Well, and that is an option that he may not have had, and I'll tell you why. He contracted with these people that he has for, my understanding is, 2 or 3 years. He's locked up with those people, whether they're going to be entertaining or boring or whatever. I don't think he can just say, you're out and I'm keeping those other guys.
Well, can't they keep them on WIBV and keep you here?
I would think they could, and that's Mr. Dorsey's decision. He has chosen not to continue to use this frequency to do what we're doing. And, you know, he'll either win or he'll lose doing that.
Well, I wanted to ask you something. When you go to a different station, when he takes over yours, is he going to call it KSD or do you get to keep
No,
it?
He cannot call it KSD. It'll be something totally different. It'll be this spot on the dial, the same numbers, and I don't want to mention them, except that, you know what, right now I have to go 550KSD in St. Louis. It's a legal ID. But he'll call it some other call letters.
Well, I hope you go somewhere other than KFNS, because that doesn't come into...
I'm not going to go there.
Oh, okay.
They offered me that, and I said no.
It doesn't come into good places.
No, we will not do our show from there.
But I just want to tell you that I'm a huge fan of yours. I've been listening to you for a long time, and I'm just sore as hell that you're going off the air.
Well, we're not going off very long. We'll be back, and you'll know when. You got your name in here?
No, I'll send it down to you.
Send it down. What's your first name again?
Bob.
Bob, appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we got a couple of minutes here. Bellman, you've heard of Bellman. I know you have.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Bellman's been around a long, long time. Bellman's thinking, oh, yeah, they carry my bags to the hotel room. this is different. This is a dealership and a huge one. The largest van dealer in the world. At Interstate 270. Oh, yeah, that's not just something I made up. That's the truth. It's been the truth for 11 straight years. To be the biggest in the world at what you do is pretty incredible. And the talk of the industry around the country, not just this part of the country, is these pre-owned mega centers, the Bellman Carnections. There are four of them coming very, very, very soon. One to Fairview Heights, then one down in Springfield, Missouri. And you can look for even more after that. I'm dead serious. If you're following the news, the automotive section, you have seen what is happening with Bellman. They have now made plans to expand even further. Nobody's going to be able to touch them. If you want pre-owned, cream of the crop, best of the best, with the junk thrown out, a car that has been checked over 100 different points of that car they check. It's a 100-point check that it goes through. And you can feel very comfortable about buying at any of the four locations. Hazelwood, Florissant, St. Peter's, and down in South County, I-55 and Merrimack Station Road, Bellman. It's where everybody buys their vehicles. So it's 7 o'clock. ABC News is coming up. We're glad to have Robert the Country Fox with us to do... his version of local news, and I told you who we are, 5WKZM St. Louis, with a large morning show, and we'll be back. Here's ABC.
Put on it.
At 7:03, good morning. I'm Robert the Country Fox for the large morning show news. It's back to work and school today after a three-day weekend. Though yesterday was a day of remembrance for Martin Luther King Jr. and St. Louisans who remember when their utility bills were affordable. A group of people who marched in the King celebration paraded downtown carried banners protesting the latest rate hike by Laclede. Officials at Laclede say they had no choice and may have to raise rates again come April. A group of St. Louisans are on their way to the nation's capital to protest abortion. They'll be led there by Catholic Archbishop Justin Regali. That march in Washington is part of the pro-life protest of the historic Roe v. Wade decision that made abortion legal. It appears the Missouri Senate will kill the controversial salary hike proposal. The Senate Rules Committee voting unanimously yesterday to send a measure to the full Senate which calls for rejecting the pay hike recommended by a Citizens Commission. The full Senate could take up that pay hike issue today, sometime today. The Rams will name Dick Vermeil as their new head coach and GM. The former Philadelphia Eagles coach has been out of the game since the 1982 season. He'll be named as the head coach and GM today at an afternoon press conference. It's a sad day for a longtime Cardinals fan. Kurt Flood died yesterday of throat cancer. Flood is credited with setting the foundation for today's free agency. He was also a three-time All-Star, a seven-time Gold Glover, and helped the Redbirds to the 1964 World Series title.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, because at Bianco Oldsmobile Pre-Owned Cars, they have one of the largest selections of sport utility vehicles in town. Toyota 4Runners, Monteros, Jimmys, and Ford Explorers, like a 91 fully loaded for only $99.95. And at Bianco Pre-Owned Cars, they're offering a New Year's deal with every car purchase picked from 2.9% financing or $500 cash so you can pay off those holiday credit cards. Or a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty, take your pick. Every car sold will leave with a free car phone. Bianco has the best selection of quality pre-owned cars in town. Each one is put through a rigorous check to ensure a quality car for you. Make your New Year's resolution to make Bianco Oldsmobile Pre-Owned Cars a part of your 97 season by buying a car this weekend. And remember, it's your choice. $500 in your pocket or 2.9% financing or a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. You'll even drive away with a free phone. The savings will be yours with pre-owned cars for as little as $6,500. Stop by today. Bianco Oldsmobile Pre-Owned Cars, 6201 South Lindbergh in South County.
Traffic-wise, here's Dan Strauss.
Thanks, Robert. Northbound on 270, south of 70, we have an accident. Police are on the scene and have the right lanes of northbound 270 blocked off south of 70 while they check for injuries. Eastbound on 70 near Lake St. Louis, we have a stalled car reported. Eastbound on 70 east of the Blanchette Bridge, there's an accident. That's on the shoulder. There's a stalled car at Weidman and Clayton Roads. Slow traffic right now approaching Highway K and Mason on eastbound 40.
Ah, crap!
Northbound 270 is slow between Gravois and 44. Eastbound 44 is slow from west of Chrysler up through 270. Northbound 55 slows down heading up to Richardson Road. Northbound on 55 north of the 4500 South Broadway exit, there's an accident at Elm and the west outer road of 55. There's an accident and a car ran off the roadway on westbound 55 near the King Bridge exit. I'm Dan Strauss, large morning show traffic.
And with the AccuWeather forecast, here's Rich Heller.
Good morning, everyone. Today will turn out windy and mild with clouds and a bit of rain and drizzle this afternoon, the high 60. Cloudy, windy, and mild tonight into tomorrow with some showers, low tonight 48. It'll start clearing up tomorrow afternoon, the high of 56. And Thursday will not be as mild with cloud and some sun, high 42. With your 550 KSDA AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Rich Heller.
Under clear skies, currently 40 degrees. I'm Robert the Country Fox for the large morning show.
Dun, dun, dun,
still
dun,
a little bit in the holiday spirit? A lot of people are. It felt good giving away lots of presents.
Hey,
now the next big surprise could be yours when the credit card statement shows you went a little bit too far.
Oh, no! Not again!
But a bill consolidation with a guaranteed low rate can get you back on track. Ray Vinson of American Equity Mortgage says it's fast and easy.
Now, when you call American Equity Mortgage, we can pre-approve your loan. Won't cost you a penny. It's free. All you got to do is call and say, my name is so-and-so, and I make X amount of dollars. Here's my address, my Social Security number. American Equity can pull a credit report, and folks, in minutes, we can pre-approve you and pre-qualify you for a loan.
And when you lump all your debts into a bill consolidation loan, all the interest becomes tax-deductible. Perfect or less than perfect credit, call 878-9999.
American Equity Mortgage, the
878-9999.
What are you going to do about the natural gas price hike? Well, what can we do? Hello, I'm Jim Richardson of Richardson Heating and Cooling, 429-1156. I'll tell you what I and several of our 550 KSDAM listeners did. We installed a brand new 80-plus furnace in our homes. We will actually save more in utility costs than the estimated rate hike. Now, this may be a little drastic for some of you, but at least put up some kind of a fight. Remember, a penny saved is a penny less in their pocket. A furnace cleaning check will make sure your old furnace is working as efficient and safe as possible. Or how about a humidifier? I installed a couple of humidifiers for my good friend and 10-year customer Frank O'Pinion a few weeks back. You know, with the proper humidity in your home, you can actually lower your thermostat and feel more comfortable. I urge you to do something, and if I can help, I'll be more than happy to. That's Richardson Heating and Cooling, 429-1156, 429-1156.
Be a part of the large morning show.
I'm doing that myself now, because the other guy says the five whatever. I don't need to be promoting that for other people.
We have a, we will do one of our favorite jokes in the Playhouse. It's been revamped.
Which one, pray tell?
Well, it's the two Belleville radio executives with the mule, the cross-eyed mule.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay.
Changed it to two Belleville radio executives. As you'll notice, we've changed all the jokes the rest of the week. It's 10 after 7 o'clock. Dave Simons joins us. Dave, how are you?
I'm fine, Frank, and I must say that your joke yesterday with the two executives was very good.
Oh, the sausage.
The sausage.
Yeah, yeah. That was a true story, by the way.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And wait a minute, Dave. Aren't you going to work for them? I mean, weren't you going to go to work for them?
Yeah, and I was laughing. They were not.
Yeah, and you might not be later when they find
true.
Out that you found that funny. What you should do is come on and say that you were very offended by the joke about your future
that's
employers.
What I would have done.
Oh, no, I did do that when I was kind of laughing at first, and then they said, well, wait a minute, did you think it was funny? And I thought, no, I'm laughing because you know they're unemployed after this week, so I was sucking up to them.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's same old, another record day, or yeah, I expect you to say another record day on Wall Street and all that stuff that I don't understand, but, I mean, it continues to be the place to have money, if you have money, is in the stock market.
Yeah, it's just onward and upward, Frank, and the real reason right now, you know, there are various reasons that have been pushing this market up almost on a daily basis for a couple of years, and right now the reason is earnings. Every 3 months we get these quarterly earnings reports from companies, and January is one of those months where we're getting them. And mainly the technology companies have been beating all the analysts' expectations. So it just proves once again that these analysts out there who are trying to come up with these earnings reports generally aren't very accurate. In fact, I saw a report yesterday that a study showed that they are wrong 55% of the time. I mean, they get to go into work every day, and they make major six-figure incomes, the majority of them, to try to come up with earnings reports, and they're just not accurate in most cases. And so yesterday we had a company called Hutchinson Technology. I'm not really familiar with them, but they beat expectations. They were up 14 points. Novellus Systems was up 8.5. That is a very large company. They make equipment for the semiconductor industry.
Yeah, I've heard of Novella.
Novellus?
Yeah, Novellus. I don't know why I've heard of it, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's a very large company, and people have done very well with that stock for a number of years.
Remember, Terry, when you bought stock in Yesvellus?
Yes, and Novellus, I found out, yeah.
And then who hits it big? Novellus.
Right, right.
Yeah. You're always so close.
Yeah,
so close.
Yeah, Yesvellus just didn't quite make it.
I remember in the old days we were talking about when... Terry put everything he had in his late 20s into Heinz 56 sauce.
Yeah.
And you were just a little ahead of your...
And six up.
That was a disaster, that six up investment.
Oh, man.
Always just too early.
You could just have that money back.
Oh, tell me about it.
Well, the big number today is going to come from Big Blue itself, which is IBM. They report after the market closes today, so obviously that stock... will react accordingly tomorrow. Now, The stock market, yeah, you're right, Frank, it's done very well. But I think the market's going to be a bit nervous today because good old Alan Greenspan, the Fed chairman, makes a talk today. He discusses what he sees in the economy and the stock market before the Senate Budget Committee, and that always makes Wall Street a little nervous. The last time he made some comments in early December, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 100 points because of some little statement that he made, and Wall Street overreacted. So today we're going to be a little bit nervous, I think, as he takes to the podium again. I don't know if you guys saw this. This was in the paper today. You know now what the cost of a 60-second commercial will be in this Sunday's Super Bowl?
Yeah, 1.2.
$2.4 million for 60 seconds.
60 Holy seconds. Mackerel.
Yeah. I remember when it hit a million and people said, what company?
Mm-hmm. A bunch of them.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I, you know, who's to say if it's worth the money? One commercial, one time, over $2 million, and people wonder why products cost so much money.
Yeah, that's $40,000 a second. Now, that's a good question, Frank. Who's going to determine if it really is worth it? McDonald's, which has been a part of the Super Bowl for a long, long time, apparently has decided it may not be worth it. They are sitting on the sidelines for the first time in more than a decade. They are not advertising.
Well, to how many people do they predict will be watching the Super Bowl in the United States?
I think it's like 200 trillion now, they're saying.
Unbelievable.
They got the consultants out, and they've come up with these numbers.
Yeah.
Well, I think McDonald's took a quote from Joe Mama Mason, enough is enough,
yeah.
I believe, was his quote. It's an old story.
Yeah, Coca-Cola has been sitting on the sidelines since 1991. They are back, so they're going to be advertising for the first time, which is strange. When you think of the Super Bowl, for some reason, I always think Coke has always advertised on there, but they have not for the past 5 years.
I do think of, obviously, the Nikes of the world, Dr. Pepper.
Anheuser-Busch is a big advertiser.
Oh, Anheuser-Busch is in there. But quite frankly, if I ran a big company, I really would have to sit back and say, look what we could do with $2.5 million. I mean, look what we could do with that money in
bonuses
terms of,
for us.
Well, in terms of just other advertising spread out over whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, we could sponsor other TV specials. We could holy mackerel, one hit. If you get up and go to the bathroom or get a sandwich, boom, you missed it. I mean, our $2 million whatever is.
Yeah, but they showcase a lot of commercials then, and look how much people talk about them. Usually after the Super Bowl, we come on the air and we talk. Did you see the commercial?
Oh, I know, and unlike
we won't be doing it this time.
Well, unlike that's right, we won't. Unlike other shows where you do get up and leave when the commercial comes on, I agree with you. I think people go, well, here it comes. This is the premiere showing of the new Panasonic.
I already know there's going to be a Cadillac commercial with Cindy Crawford in it, so I'm on the lookout for that.
Yes.
Oh, you'll be taping that. You can play it over
and over later.
Oh, yeah. For later that night.
So, yeah, they're paying records amounts. And speaking of money, last story here. The airfare wars are beginning thanks to our own TWA here. TWA has started an industry-wide price war by cutting ticket prices in 160 U.S. and foreign markets. Their competitors have followed suit. However, St. Louis is not included in this. We will not be taking advantage of TWA's discounts, which I guess is typical. It's interesting. If you go outside of St. Louis, a lot of times you can find Anheuser-Busch products a little bit cheaper than here. You know, when you've got a virtual monopoly, you don't really need to do any discounting. So 160 U.S. and foreign markets seeing prices cut.
I used to always wonder when we made Corvettes here. Yeah, years ago, I used to think, well, shoot, you ought to be able to get a Corvette. Just go down there to the plant, and save a lot of money. Save $3,000-$4,000.
You would think so.
But it wasn't the case. I mean, it was the same price at the dealership as it was anywhere else, and I never could understand that. They don't have to ship them anywhere. Just roll them over here to the dealership, but it doesn't work that way.
No, not at all.
It doesn't work that way.
That's a look at the financial and business news. Of course, we'll have our last Saturday show this Saturday from 3 until 5.
Ooh, the last. There's something so final about that.
I know, and only two more mornings with you guys, tomorrow and Thursday, and that's it.
That's it, mister, because you're not on Friday.
No.
All right. Well, we won't, as George C. Scott said in Patton, I believe, we won't let The bastards get us down. That's what he said or something like that. Dave, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, take care.
All right, that's Dave Simons, everybody. It's 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. A couple of phone calls. You want to do that? 969-5555, our number in St. Louis, Illinois, 399-7000, hostile takeover territory. That would be their area code. Everybody else, 1-800-GO-4-RAMS. And if you're Ameritech cellular, you can hit star KSD, and it's toll-free, no charge. Good morning. Large morning show. Hello.
Frank.
Yes, sir.
Hey, just wanted to say I be where you be.
That's close enough. We do accept Ebonics.
Ebonics.
Yeah, it's Ebonics. I'm taking a course in it now. It's a correspondence course.
You're doing well.
Also wanted to say foreskin tippus. Forsaticus.
Forsaticus.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
Foreskin tippus.
You know, I almost like that better.
I did too.
I'm sorry. I heard you tell him that by the end of the day it would be that, and I had to come up with something quick. But
well, you did.
My wife wanted to call in this morning and tell you that she was where you are, but she ran out of road before she could reach you.
No, too bad.
So,
well, you can do it. You can do it for her.
But I got her broke in on you now. She didn't listen to you at first until I started telling her all the funny stuff, and now she can't.
What was our funny stuff, by the way? Well, I guess it's hard to remember.
Can you give me a few minutes to think on that?
Yeah, you call us back later.
Okay, well,
you'll think of it.
Okay.
All right.
I just wanted to let you know I really like your show, and some people just really don't know.
Some people don't get it, do they?
Not at all.
In the radio business, well, we like our show too, and I'm not the least reluctant to say that, and I appreciate people like you, and that's what made it fun.
I was a guest on your show in December and had a blast.
Well, we have one every day, and we intend to continue to do that.
Good deal.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. Bye. Bye. Good morning, Large Morning Show. Hello.
Good morning, Frank. How are you this morning?
Never better.
Listen, I just want to tell you, I saw that piece on Channel 30 last night about the guy with the Levi's company.
Yeah.
And I think it was a lot of credit should go to you.
Well,
with them having that piece on Channel 30 last night.
Well, we called attention to it, and we got no credit, I guess.
Well, I'm calling to give you the credit.
Well, thank you. What is your first name?
Preston.
Preston, we've talked with Preston before.
Yes,
you don't get
so.
Many people named Preston.
But well, I just want to call and tell you I saw that piece.
I got a feeling that guy will get to keep his Levi's.
I hope he does. I really do.
Well, I do, too. Well, thank you, Preston.
Well, thank you, Frank.
Appreciate it. Thank you. I mean, you know who you sound a little bit like?
Who's that?
I'm not kidding, man. You sound a little bit like the King of Rock and Roll.
I wish.
Well, you say, yeah, man. I'm
thank
kidding.
You very much.
Thanks for calling, man.
All right, man.
All right, bye-bye, man. See you. Good morning, 550, hello.
Good morning, Frank.
Oh, I said 5. Get, buzz me. Buzz. Oh, man, electroshock.
Yeah,
I don't want to
say. You messed up there, big guy.
I was doing so well, too.
Yep.
I don't want to do that. Large Morning Show, and you are?
My name's Mike. I'm over in Belleville.
Ooh, hospital.
Man, you had a few the tension over here, man. It's big time.
There's tension in Belleville.
Yeah.
Hostile takeover territory.
Well, I just want to say that it's good to hear Robert again.
Well, it's Mark, right?
Mike.
Mike. Well, yeah, that's what I said, Mike. Robert, say hi to Mike.
Hi, Mike.
And I will.
Robert's one of those guys. Robert's one of those guys here who will go in. There's a great joke about a guy who goes into the doctor's office and he walked to the doctor. He says, "Doctor, I got a problem." He says, "No matter where I go, nobody pays any attention to me. Nobody notices me. It's like I'm not even in the room." And the doctor says, "Next." It's kind of like Robert. Anyway, Mike, I appreciate it.
Well, I'd like, with a lot of your listeners, I will be lost when you guys go off the air.
Well, you won't be lost. You'll be found again when we get
and
back on.
I have a suggestion that I thought that might work for you.
What would that be,
like
Mike?
The, you know, these guys on these infomercials that, you know, that are, that talk about success and how they made money and
yeah, what's that got to do with us?
Motivational speakers. Why don't you make some tapes
about
that we can listen to?
About failure? You know, Terry Daly.
And then you can make go on and have your own infomercial on how successful you were by making these cassettes for $39.95, and
that's
you know,
not a bad idea. Well, Mike, we got to go turbo, but I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. We're gonna go turbo. Step back, Robert. I don't know if you remember this or not, but this is where we do our pattern change. It can be very, very harmful. If you have a heart condition, ladies, if you're pregnant, anybody with any sensitivity at all in the genital area. If you've had surgery, don't stand very close.
Hemorrhoids.
To
if you have hemorrhoids, go ahead and drop your pants and turn your butt toward the radio station.
It'll dry them up.
Yeah.
It'll dry them right up.
Dry them up.
It'll blow them back in. 550. Oh, shoot. Give me electroshock. Give me electroshock. I don't want to say those numbers. I don't want to promote for those people, hostile takeover people. The Large Morning Show now goes turbo. You know what? My hemorrhoids are gone. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, your face cleared up. The only man I've ever known with hemorrhoids on his face.
No more. It's 24 after 7. We'll take another couple here. Good morning. Large Morning Show. Hello.
I am where you are.
That'll do it. That'll do it.
Yeah, that turbo also will clear up. I just constipated and it just fixed it for me.
Good. That's good to know.
Just wanted to say, Force Aticus.
Yeah.
I sent my name in for the list. So I know where you guys will be when you get back on the air there.
You will get advance notice in the mail.
How long do you think you have between jobs? 60 days or
so? It's either one day or never.
It's somewhere in between. It's in between a week and 10 or 20 years. We don't know. We don't know. But I'm going to hope that within 60 days or so, we'll be back on.
All right. Just want to say, Robert, I think you're doing a good job out there, Tim.
And what's your name again?
Preston.
That's Preston. He thinks you're doing a good job.
You're welcome, Preston.
Okay, that's one. Thank you, Preston.
You're welcome.
Is that the second Preston we've had?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the
we've
last
had two Prestons. How many radio stations?
Chances.
Let me just stop here. How many radio stations have two Prestons in the audience? I'm going to tell you something. That gives you an idea.
We're number one in Preston. The last ratings period.
Yeah, you break out the ratings book and you go to P, Preston, one, Large Morning Show. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, Frank. This is Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, I want you to know your large radio family will be wherever you are.
Well, now that's what we like to hear, Dave. We like to hear that.
Hey, Frank, you were talking the other day about some good movies out. One, I don't know if you've seen or not, called A Family Thing.
I saw it in the movie theaters with James Earl Jones and Robert Duvall.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a Robert Duvall fan from way back, and
it's a good one.
It's an excellent movie.
Robert, did you see that?
Which one?
A Family family thing.
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Is that
on video yet?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Oh, it's great.
Yes, it is.
Robert, you like Robert Duvall?
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
He's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Well, Frank, you take it easy, and we'll be listening to you down the road.
All right, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Did you ever see Phenomenon yet?
No, I want to see that. I want to rent that. You know, I went to Deerberg's to rent it, and they have that deal where this month, that's the one they guarantee they have in stock, and it was gone. They didn't have it. But they made their guarantee good. I got a free movie out of the deal, so I'm going to go back and try it again.
I finally saw Mr. Holland's Puss.
No. Opus.
Mr. Holland.
No, I think I said it properly. First time.
That is a great movie.
I guess you didn't like it.
He should have gone with that young gal.
Well, that's the only
Robert,
part.
Did you see Mr. Holland's Opus?
It sees what?
Robert has not seen a movie since 1952.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
That was one of those 8mm that people take.
I just bought The Wizard of Oz the other day.
Okay, you've seen The Wizard of Oz.
I haven't seen it. I bought it.
Well, okay. You get to it. It's great. That Judy Garland is great. Oh, you'll love it. It's got
she's
Munchkins.
She's the one that clicks her heels.
Oh, yeah. It's got Munchkins and everything in it. You'll love it. You know what? You're the only person that has said they didn't like Mr. Holland.
No, I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said it would have been better if he would have followed that young gal.
With Rowena.
Yeah, she was very pretty. Is she the one who does those telephone company commercials?
That's her.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, folks. It's worth watching Mr. Holland's Opus just for Rowena. The gal who plays.
Do you remember who else was named Rowena?
No.
Ernest T. Bass's girlfriend on Andy Griffith's show. I love you, Rowena.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. We got one more call. We'll do one more, and then we'll talk. We'll tell Robert how much weight I've lost here. I don't know if he noticed that or not. Good morning, Large Morning Show. Hello.
Good morning, Large Morning Show.
Good morning.
I'm not going to say how are you.
Is this Dixie?
This is Dixie.
Wow.
I'll bet you have just one Dixie and two Prestons.
two Prestons,
one Dixie,
and one Dixie.
Two
probably.
And I don't know if Dixie. Do you know Robert? Did you ever listen to Robert?
Yes, I listened to Robert.
You remember
Henry
Dixie
Fox?
At all?
Oh, do I ever?
Oh, oh God, yeah, Robert.
Dixie.
Oh, it's good to hear you, and Frank, I want to wish you the best.
And I have some remarks about your son later.
My son.
I saw him last night.
Roger and Baldwin, no
yes.
doubt.
Yes, did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
That's what's so amazing about this call from you.
Oh, really?
I was with him last night and was in his store. That's why I thought you called. This is the most amazing coincidence. I've not
it's
heard
quite
from,
a media, isn't it?
Well, I've not heard from Dixie for months, and Dixie's son is the manager of the Dobbs tire store in Baldwin, and I was in there last night, and I said, tell your mother hello, and honest to goodness, I thought that's why you called. This is kind of scary.
Oh.
This is like a psychic deal.
Oh, no, I didn't know you saw him. He's quite a young man, and I'm proud that...
He does a great job there, I'll tell you that.
He certainly does. He started spinning a wrench for Goodyear when he was 17, had his own store before he was 20.
Started spinning a wrench.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I wanted to speak about another country legend. Country legend? I hope that doesn't offend Mr. Fox. That
you can't offend Robert. Robert does the offending.
He wouldn't let us know if
he He'll do the offending. Yeah.
Davy Lee is a very good friend of ours.
Heard from Davy Lee not long ago.
Oh, really? Good. Yes, he told us he'd spoken with you.
Davy's a good guy. For you folks who are listening who have no idea what any of this is about, too bad. It's Old Home Week. We're going to sit around here and talk to all our loyal, longtime listeners, and a lot of you are included in that
group.
Didn't
Davy Lee fill in one morning on news?
Not here. Not here.